This is Jordan Seculo, Islamic terrorist Ahmed Rahimi, charged with use of weapons of mass destruction. The big question, who else was involved?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Federal charges have been filed against the man suspected in those bombings that rocked New York City, New Jersey. This coming as we get new video, which shows appears to show the 28-year-old Ahmed Rahimi rolling a suitcase down a sidewalk in Lower Manhattan before that blast.
Rahimi now faces multiple state and federal charges in New Jersey and New York, charges like attempted murder, the use of a weapon of mass destruction, and the use of a bomb in a public space. This, as we have that new surveillance video, which just shows how pivotal this video was in the investigation.
Rahimi was buying bomb parts online from eBay, including shrapnel and circuit boards, as early as June. And just 2 days before the attack, there is cell phone video showing what appears to be a trial run. An FBI agent describes what he saw, quote, a fuse is lit and the object ignites. The video depicts the lighting of the fuse, a loud noise and flames, followed by billowing smoke and laughter.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
If you're going to give your life to the jihad, you're not going to do it if you think the jihad is not going to succeed. And that, I think, is what this administration simply never understands. Everything is soft, everything is ideological, and nothing matters on the ground. Everything hinges on what happens on the ground.
To any American citizen out there, if you're thinking of joining Al-Qaeda or ISIL or any other radical Islamic group to commit war or jihad against the United States, you can be killed on the battlefield like Anwar al-Awlaki was, an American citizen fighting with Al-Qaeda in Yemen. And if you're captured, you can be held as an enemy combatant. Right. This administration won't do that because this administration is fighting a crime. We should be fighting a war.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. The news broke yesterday, but now you can see the actual complaint filed in court against Ahmed Rahimi for his use of weapons of mass destruction, attempt, again, it is multiple charges because he shot at police officers. So this is a long list of different violations that occurred both in New York and New Jersey. He has been charged. There were reports, though, and even at the time of the charge, he may not have yet been read his rights. And that's because when you have a public safety issue that the police are dealing with, multiple explosive devices found in different states and different locations, close to each other, relatively to the New York area, that you could still be questioning him about that. Are there more explosives? And of course, because he was hospitalized after the injuries he suffered in the shootout with police, we don't know his state at this time. We also know family members had video of him practicing explosives in their backyard. Now, this is a small backyard. You've seen the footage of the chicken restaurant and their apartment above it. So he's, again, practicing explosives on not his phone, but on a family member's phone. And we also know a sister and brother of his, and by the way, it's not the brother that he stabbed in the leg, a different brother, both have posted pro-ISIS messages on their social media accounts. His sister, very radical. So again, you can see kind of a family connection coming together as well. We want to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. And don't forget, last night our dad was on Sean Hannity's television broadcast talking about his brand new book in stores yesterday. You can still order through unholyalliancebook.com. And we encourage you folks, it's doing well. We need your support. We need you to get a copy or two or three, and give them to your friends and family. And as we talked about yesterday on the broadcast, we know those of you listening right now are very informed. But one, it's always good to kind of take information, get it in front of your eyes, especially those of you who are interested in these issues. But the second part of this is that if we can make those best sellers lists, we'll reach a lot more people with information that we all agree with. And so when we're discussing issues in the Middle East and the agenda that Iran and Russia share with jihadists, we want to make sure people are getting the right information so you can help us reach a lot more people, people outside of our normal audience, by purchasing your copy of Unholy Alliance today. You can go wherever books are sold. It's in the bookstores, but also online at unholyalliancebook.com. Through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you can get a signed copy as well at unholyalliancebook.com. We really encourage you. We want to reach more people with this information. You can help us do that. unholyalliancebook.com.
It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com. Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Jay Sekulow Live, this is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110 as well as your comments on Facebook and Periscope for those of you who are watching the broadcast right now. Logan, my brother's joining us as well as Stan Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs. And Logan, we're taking comments. The charges now have been filed against Ahmed Rahami. These are serious charges, obviously. Still in the civilian courts, there's been criticism of that these individuals should be treated like enemy combatants. I remember doing a lot of the media around the Boston bombers. We agreed with that position, but we know the Obama administration is not going to handle these cases that way. We've also seen the writings. And when you look at what Ahmed Rahami was writing in his notebooks, this hatred of the U.S., he was being radicalized, whether or not it was his trips in 2013 to 2014 for almost a year in Afghanistan and Pakistan in a hotbed of Islamic radicalism. And specifically the Taliban. But you look at all of this together, and I'll go to Stan and Logan on this, and Logan first. The idea that we're trying to single this out as a lone wolf, we also know now that there's video of people laughing, watching him test these explosives from just a couple days before he placed them. He went on a dry run. He made this trip, and he's got a brother and sister. And again, this is separate from the brother he stabbed a couple of years ago that led his father to report him to the FBI as a terrorist. But he's got a brother and a sister who are posting extremist information online. It's likely that at least this circle can be expanded to some family members.
Absolutely. And it is this odd idea that we're supposed to believe this lone wolf mentality that goes on when clearly it's not. Things are taken credit for. Things pop up in all these different sources. And like you said, you don't want to be one of the people that's in there and you're stereotyping or you're identifying. But it seems to be the same story that happens over and over again.
Yeah,
these are not lone wolves.
And then we are also, I think that people try to say, well, you know, even with his foreign terror connection, that he's in this hotbed of the Taliban, that, you know, he's also wrote about ISIS or Osama bin Laden. So maybe he's not pure in the sense of being a terrorist. These individuals are, on top of their radicalization, they're recruited because there's something wrong with them, that they can be encouraged by these terrorist recruiters who are very smart to carry out these actions. And so in his case, you do see sometimes a stream of consciousness that isn't all doesn't all make a lot of sense. But what we see that is the kind of running through point is that he hates America. He loves Islamic terrorism. His sister hates American democracy. She posted that to her social media. And his brother as well is posting jihadi memes on his social media as well. So, Than, the reaction in Washington, I think, is it? I don't think anyone believes that this individual acted alone.
No, I don't think anyone does, Jordan. And first of all, you don't have to demonstrate actual direct communication with people overseas to conclude that there's some kind of coordination there. And by the way, I think that's why Senator Graham is leading the effort to have him designated an enemy combatant. He believes there are more here on our soil that are tied to this individual who want to carry out additional action. I think that's a very fair conclusion to draw. The other thing I would say, Jordan, yet again, all of the warning signs were there. Now, you cannot stop every terrorist attack, but when this type of warning is there, when you know, when the people around this individual know that he is prone to this type of attack, you have to mitigate that threat by detaining him. And we did not do it in that case. So one of the things that people in Washington are looking at is, yes, in every situation, you don't have the warning signs. In this case, you did. In Omar Mateen's case, you did have those warning signs. When they are present, we have to stop the threat, and we didn't do it in this case.
You know, folks, I'd love to hear from you as well on our show. If you've got, you purchased your copy, maybe you've received it already if you purchased online or you got it at a bookstore yesterday or you're heading to the bookstore, your copy of the brand new book by our dad, Jay Sekulow, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. This is what it looks like in my hands at your local bookstore. It's a hardback book. It should be very easy to find right now at the bookstores, and we want to make it even easier for people to find. We need your help because we want to reach a wider audience. You are, of course, the most important component of our work at the ACLJ and this radio show, Jay Sekulow Live. But to reach more people with the information that you agree with, we want to get this on bestsellers list so that other folks are interested in picking up a copy of Unholy Alliance and reading about this and getting the information. As you saw, we played for our Facebook and Periscope group. I may play the audio later in the show for our radio listeners. My dad on Sean Hannity's broadcast last night, if you caught that on Fox News, you saw that even Sean asked about that connection between Russia and Iran. This is new. This is something that has not existed over the last 10 years, not just since the terrorism that we've become somewhat accustomed to since 9/11 and these peaks in it as well and different spikes in terrorism. This is something new as just the last really 18 months to maybe a couple of years. But now, of course, you know, Russia was temporarily using Iranian military bases to launch airstrikes against Syria. And they only were able to do that for a short period of time because it violated Iranian law. We want to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And we encourage you as well to go to your local bookstores today and pick up a copy or two of Unholy Alliance by our dad, Jay Sekulow. It's just in bookstores yesterday, so it's brand new. You can also go, Logan, tell people online, because there's a lot of options there. A lot of people have Amazon Prime accounts or Barnes & Noble accounts, and there's signed booked options as well.
That's right. UnholyAlliance.com, you'll see three different versions. You'll see Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Like you said, if you have those accounts, you can get them immediately. Or you can obviously get the signed copy. We'll be doing a live signing event on Thursday night, and that's when those copies will all be signed. They'll be shipped shortly after.
All right, folks. So 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. I will add this as well. CNN under a lot of fire. We talked about the idea of profiling on our broadcast, and I think over the last couple of days we've tried to explain, and I think Donald Trump has been fair about this as well, and those supporting him have said, you know, profiling does not mean it's just about, first of all, here in this case, it's not about race. It's religious. You know, if you just did race, you would miss Ahmed Rahami and the individual in Minnesota. The individual in Minnesota is Somali. So a distinctive, different appearance, different racial group. What they share is their religion, their age group. So they're about, they're within the same age, their sex, male, more likely to be carrying out these attacks. Not to say that women cannot be involved, as we saw in San Bernardino, right, but it's more likely. So if you're setting up a profile, so males between the age of 18 and 40, I would add to that people who have recently immigrated or their parents were immigrants, so maybe their first or second generation. You can look at economic status as well, because certainly that's where the terrorist recruiters are looking for people who may be disaffected, and the international travel. So you're talking about a broad profile, but it certainly includes their faith. I mean, certainly includes their faith. I mean, when you're talking about these kind of attacks, it would be absurd not to in a broader profile sense. But you see, CNN added the word racial in quotes to what Donald Trump said about profiling, when in fact he didn't. And I want to go to Than Bennett, our director of government affairs. Than, to me, this is just kind of prepare for this over the next 47 days, because Donald Trump is going to get no favors from the media so long as they're not called out on it. Eventually, CNN was, and they had to retract that. But the damage kind of done. It looked like he was calling for just racial profiling. I think CNN, it's not about Hillary Clinton reaching more Islamic voters. It's about trying to encourage the minority communities to be more excited about her campaign, because what we've seen in polling is that the African-American community, the Hispanic community, not a lot of excitement for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Jordan. But, you know, to be honest with you, I think there's only one candidate who actually has a chance to move forward on the issue of national security, including on the issue of how do we profile, do we profile, and all the rest. And it's Donald Trump, because Hillary Clinton has been so closely tied to the foreign policy and the national security policy that is clearly failing. I'll just quickly take you back to the weekend. When these attacks happened and we knew very few facts, we knew that a pressure cooker had been used, and then very soon afterwards, we knew the name of the individual that was being pursued. Every single person who heard those early facts, Jordan, they knew what this was. They knew what this was to a certainty that exceeded 99%, and yet high officials in our government refused to acknowledge the truth. That is after the fact. That is not before, as we're trying to prevent the attack. That is after the attack. I think the American voters, Jordan, are looking for someone who is going to look at this through a different lens. And there's only one candidate that can really even make the case that he may do that. It's Donald Trump. It will be up to him to convince the voters. I don't know if he will be able to do it or not. But, Jordan, I don't think Hillary Clinton even has the opportunity to make that case because she's so closely tied to this foreign policy.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Billy in Louisville.
Hey, Billy.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
We're good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I really appreciate everything you do, and I love your station and your radio show. Sir, I was calling, you know, a couple minutes ago, you mentioned that all the signs were there, and we need to be more proactive going out and stopping this gentleman. Yes, I use that term very loosely, and picking him up before he acted. I'm a retired veteran. My rules of engagement when I was overseas was so poor that if you had Wile E. Coyote pushing the explosion button, he's only a combatant as he's doing it. After it, he's not a combatant.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering what laws we could use to go and pick up these gentlemen before they strike us, because there is no act.
Yeah, Billy, I'm only jumping in here because we got about 20 seconds till our next break, and we want to thank you for your service to our country. And that is an issue we could spend many shows on, is the rules of engagement. But on this specific issue, let me just say this: he was already known to be violent. He was coming from the Islamic world, known to be violent. Stabbed his brother, was turned in 2 years ago by his father, just 2 years ago, as a terrorist to the FBI. If they didn't have enough evidence, we'll talk about it when we come back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in the centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
We didn't have time in just that last segment to answer all of Billy's question, who was a veteran who served our country, was asking what else could have been done in this situation. And in my opinion, just based off all of the information that we now know about Ahmed Rahami, I think we're going to learn more. But what we know is that his father turned him into the FBI, that he has a violent history with law enforcement, not just reports that he did something, but was actually tried to bring charges against him because he stabbed his brother. We also know he had illegal possession of firearms. If your parents report you to the FBI as a terrorist in the last couple of years, you would believe that if they don't have enough evidence, because you have to have that in our country to put people in prison or to bring charges against them or to go to a grand jury, if they don't have enough evidence because it's a family, you know, family member reporting, you would think in this case, with the other, again, things in his profile that add up, that he would be under surveillance. Surveillance, they don't have to get the same. They're not necessarily bringing charges against you. And if you're doing nothing wrong, they can move
you're
on.
Fine, yeah.
But you would think in this situation, that is how I think you prevent this. Because if you knew the father had reported him as a terrorist and you looked at those trips to Afghanistan and to Pakistan, to Taliban strongholds, so Islamic radical strongholds, you would then be able to put together this profile and watch them more closely as they operate. And we know our law enforcement officials are stretched thin. But on this specific issue, it should be a priority. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. There are a couple lines open right now, 1-800-684-3110. For our radio audience, as well as our Facebook and Periscope audience, we encourage you to go into your bookstore today and get your copy or copies of our dad's new book, Unholy Alliance. It's also available. You can go to unholyalliancebook.com, and there's the different options for your online orders, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also signed copies. Tomorrow night, our dad will be doing live signing. So you can do that through unholyalliancebook.com. Logan, tell people about
that. Yeah, that will be on Facebook and Periscope. I believe you'll be able to watch a live signing event since he's a busy man, not able to do signings in stores. We'll be doing this event for 1 hour tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to get your book in, get some questions and comments answered as well. Kind of like a radio show, but specifically for the book signing.
Yeah, let's play some of the. There's an audio book component to this, obviously, folks. And I want to play some of that. This, our dad did the audiobook, recorded in this very studio that we're broadcasting from right now. Take a listen, Byte 65.
If we are to stop this terrible pattern of death and terror, we must understand the underlying motivation that has galvanized groups such as ISIS and spurred them into action. We must diagnose the disease before we can truly eradicate the symptoms.
And Than, this goes to me, and I want to go to our Director of Government Affairs, Than Bennett. This goes to me as this political now. And sometimes these issues cross over politics, but it doesn't here because you've got this very difference between Hillary Clinton's approach and Donald Trump's approach, and I think many Republicans' approach and many Democrats' approach, which is, are you willing to label this what it is as a starting point so that you can figure out how to disrupt or destroy the problem?
Well, listen, Jordan, this administration, including the president, including Secretary Clinton when she was there, believes that this is just simply a war of narratives. And you have talked on this broadcast many times about how the narrative is important here. But very clearly, we are in a real war. It's a war with bombs and jihadis and knives and real enemies. So the question becomes a more fundamental one, whether or not we are going to try to win that war or whether or not we're going to try to talk our way out of it. Hillary Clinton is so tied to the effort to try to talk your way out of that war, I don't think she can gain any more political ground on it. Now, we don't know for sure what Donald Trump is. He has certainly talked tougher. He is certainly trying to lay out how he would defeat the threat. But, Jordan, in my political view, he is the only one that can even make strides on that. And just to tie it quickly to the book, there is now evidence from a parade in Tehran that ties directly to what your dad has talked about in this book, that it's not just ISIS. It's also Iran and Russia. They are broadcasting that they want to turn Israel into dust. Jordan, that is the newest ally of the United States, the regime in Iran. It is directly tied to ISIS, it is directly tied to Russia, and it's what makes this book so timely.
And this is wild, Than, that, you know, the President of the United States, President Obama, in his speech at the UN is attacking Israel, And, of course, Iran, they were all sitting there, the Islamic Republic of Iran, their representatives and ambassadors. They're happy. They got their $1.7 billion. They've got their nuclear deal so they can continue their nuclear program. They've had economic sanctions relief, to say the least. And then during the UN General Assembly in New York, they have the audacity not only to hold their military parade and show off their new weapons, but also to, as Stan said, put this message on those very weapons, which say specifically that they will, quote, turn Tel Aviv and Haifa, both cities in Israel, to dust. This was during a parade of the Islamic Republic's armed forces in Tehran yesterday, marking the invasion, by the way, of Iran by Iraq in 1980. Notice, not Israel, Iraq in 1980. Yet the missiles, what do they say? We're going to destroy Tel Aviv and Haifa. Folks, this is why our brand new book, Unholy Alliance, from our dad, Jay Sekulow, just in bookstores yesterday, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, is so important for you to get a copy of. So head to your local bookstore, the chains as well. They've got the Unholy Alliance there. It's available, so you can buy copies at your bookstore today. But you can also go online to unholyalliancebook.com because there's multiple online options. Obviously, you can go through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the signed copy that Logan talked about, which you'll be able to watch and participate in tomorrow evening, as well as our dad will be back in this studio signing these copies. And let me encourage you why this is so important. First of all, we believe it's important for you to get a copy so that you can get educated past just what we're able to cover on our broadcast each day. We're not able to cover all of the information, obviously, in either if you listen to the 30 minutes or the full hour of the broadcast. So that's part one. And we know you'll want to get this information. But part two is that, and you don't want to put all the weight into this, but the idea is that if you're able to make the kind of mainstream world's bestseller list, the New York Times list, the Amazon list, that are based on complicated algorithms, to say the least. But if you are able to do it, and it's all based off sales,
right,
you reach an entirely new audience, Logan. And for our listeners, I believe that that's very important, is that they want people outside of our world. And when I say our world, I mean the world of all of us listening, watching this broadcast right now, to also be educated in a way that they agree with, in policies that they agree with. And that's why it's important, Logan, to get this book is in many people's hands as possible. And we need to encourage the sales. It only counts through Saturday. Now, right, it's Wednesday, so you got some time. But through Saturday, that's how you get
for
on the list.
Yeah, for the list. That's right. And you'll see it shift to the stores, to the bestsellers section. You'll see news media have to cover it, whether that's publishing sections of newspapers having to review it.
Yep.
You'll see mass changes as it grows if it makes those lists, because you can't just ignore it if it hits one of those big, you know, top 10 lists.
So that's why it's important, folks, for you to go to your local bookstore today. Again, I'll hold it up so you know what it looks like if it was in your hands. Unholy Alliance book. You may not be walking around with the bookstore like I'm holding it right now, but you can. You can say, everybody, I got it.
Yep.
And then second, you can go to unholyalliancebook.com to see the online buying options. I'll tell you, for those of you who may have ordered earlier online at Amazon, I know I received mine. It was actually the box. I said that it was coming yesterday on the broadcast. The box had already been delivered before we even started our broadcast. So you can get it very quickly. Get it before the end of the week if you order online as well, unholyalliancebook.com. Let's go. We don't have time for phones.
Yep.
For those of you holding on, we're going to get to those calls when we come back for our second 30 minutes of the broadcast. And Logan, people who don't get on the radio station, there's, you know, obviously Sirius XM and other ways as well.
That's right. If you don't get it, you can get it right now on social media, Facebook and Periscope. Great way to see it. That's facebook.com/JaySekulow. Continue to watch the show and interact there and get your comments in as well. We'll take more comments from social media as well in the next 30 minutes of the show. You can also just get an audio-only feed at aclj.org as well as video. Or you can get the show later on archived on the Jay Sekulow podcast on the Apple TV app, Roku, or however you get media, you can find us there.
I see this, folks, as a grassroots campaign to reach more people with the truth about what's going on in our world. So you need to purchase a copy of Unholy Alliance in your bookstore or online at unholyalliancebook.com.
It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: Complete and utter global domination. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in the centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now, wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now, online, at unholyalliancebook.com.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Phone lines are busy, but call in if you'd like to be on the broadcast. We also take comments on Facebook and Periscope for those of you who are watching the broadcast and participating that way. And Logan, any comments coming in based off just, you know, we've talked a lot about the book. We've talked about the charges being brought. We talked about family members. Any comments worth going over?
A lot of comments coming in. This is from Mimi, who said part of the problem is that some of the news, like CNN, they don't look elsewhere. People don't look elsewhere, and they keep voting because they hear another viewpoint. So they're just hearing it from the same regurgitated media, and they're not seeing both sides of the version.
Yeah, and it's CNN, which tries to play itself as kind of down the middle in the radio and in the cable news world. And I would say that's somewhat accurate in the sense that, you know, MSNBC is more to the left, Fox is more to the right. But do not ever give them the chance to really believe that it's just it's just reporting the facts. And last night they put it on display. They added the word racial to what Donald Trump said about profiling, and they said he was racial profiling, and they put it in quotes on the screen. And that's exactly, Logan, what that comment is about.
Right.
Is that if that's all you saw, it may have given you concern, especially if you're from a minority group, understandably. Yet if you go to what Donald Trump said, he never once mentioned racial. CNN ultimately apologized, but that's all part of this game. And Than, I'll go to you. I think that we can all expect the mainstream world, those who try to appear to be down the middle, they're going to really, I think, unleash on Donald Trump in these more indirect ways that they may be able to get away with for a few hours or a couple of news cycles until they ultimately have to issue their correction, which, by the way, is never really enough once you've done that kind of potential damage.
I think you're right, Jordan. Listen, in so many ways, I think the media narrative on this has already been determined. Much like the administration's narrative, it's not going to change based on the facts, at least not as much as it should. And I would just say, I actually think this is the precise reason why this book is so important and so timely, and why getting wide market penetration is so important. Because listen, the United States position on how we are going to address this threat is very much in question right now. I mean, there are two visions. One of them, the president outlined at the United Nations, which is a globalist threat approach, not U.S.-based. And the other one is outlined in this book, which is telling the truth about the threats, telling the truth about how we have to combat it. But, Jordan, if that position is going to carry the day, the American people are going to have to be the ones that drive it. The media is not going to drive it. This administration is not going to drive it. We have to educate ourselves and then insist that our leaders choose the approach that is outlined in this book.
Let's take a quick call. Let's go to Diane from Glendale, Arizona.
Hey, Diane.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Okay. I was calling to ask about our elected officials from the president and the Congress and so on, who I believe have a sworn constitutional duty to protect this country and its citizenry, and what we can do about this situation from that perspective.
Sure. Well, one of this is about policy. You know, ultimately these positions, and I know that you can feel it sometimes that it's like a dereliction of duty, that they're not doing enough, our leaders, to protect us. And the way that they're casting this threat and trying to play it down, as they did over the weekend in New York with what was going on there, and to an extent Minnesota as well, which has just about kind of been, if not for New York and New Jersey, that would still be the leading story, is this massive knife attack, not in a major metropolitan area, but in St. Cloud, Minnesota, where now it's 10 people who were injured. And ultimately, and this, of course, goes against the liberal narrative, it was an off-duty police officer who was carrying his firearm and was able to ultimately kill this attacker. So they don't like two of the narratives there. Islamic terrorist refugee. Oh, so we don't want to talk about that. In fact, President Obama wants to bring more Islamic refugees to the United States. And then number two, Second Amendment being upheld and an off-duty police officer who was armed, thankfully, at that mall, able to neutralize this terrorist before he was able to kill anyone, but after seriously injuring 10 with his knife attack. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Go to your bookstores today. Brand new, just came out in the bookstores yesterday, our dad's new book, Jay Sekulow's Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, in bookstores today, and go to unholyalliancebook.com so you can order online.
It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadist Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com. Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. And obviously, the charges have been brought against Ahmed Brahami in federal court. These are charges for both what he, the explosives, the bombs, the weapon of mass destruction in New York and New Jersey, the firefight he got in with the police, so attempting to kill police officers. You've got, putting the weapons together. The big question is not, we knew this is the way the Obama administration would proceed. As much as we'd like them to treat these individuals like enemy combatants, they're not going to. The big question is, who else was involved? We know that one of his brothers and one of his sisters have been posting very pro-jihadist. I mean, his sister, to some extent, you could say, is an ISIS propagandist. She's got, like, the ISIS accounts going out. And that the brother was posting, while he was on the same trip in Pakistan and Afghanistan, jihadi recruitment memes, so pictures with information on his social media. So this family has definitely got some issues. Now, some of the family members have been attacked by Ahmed Brahami. Another brother was stabbed by him, which led to his father turning him into the FBI and saying, my son is a terrorist. Very extreme. Not saying my son did something violent. You don't call the FBI about that.
No.
You only call the FBI about federal issues of security concerns. And I don't think family members do take that lightly, to contact the FBI about another family member. I want to take your phone calls now, though, as well, because there was the story yesterday talking about an incompetent government, that it was 800-plus people from countries of concern, so terror concern, and countries of fraud, immigration fraud, that over 800 received illegal, that they received inaccurately American citizenship by fraud. and that the Department of Homeland Security through ICE and the immigration offices did not handle this correctly. It was the inspector general. This is not a news report. It was the inspector general for the government agency, for DHS, who came out with this report. We've got a phone call about it.
Let's go to Pam, who's calling from Augusta, Georgia. Line two.
Hey, on the air.
Hi, Pam.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Y'all must have read my mind. I was calling about that very thing. 850-plus individuals were supposed to have been deported, sent back, and yet they were given citizenship. And I'm just wondering what legal means has our country got? Can't we just strip them of it?
Yeah, so that's part one, is that the government's response is now, okay, we're going to go look at this and we're going to go see what we can do. But Pam, it's much worse. The new report, and I tweeted this out this morning, I think I retweeted it, it was from Free Beacon. But now, if you actually look into the numbers, it's not 800, it's 1,800. 1,800 plus people who were improperly given U.S. citizenship, and they were actually on deportation list. So these were individuals the government had already decided did not need to be in the United States, either because they came from countries with terrorist concerns and they were not able to properly be vetted, or two, the government had recognized that they were committing immigration fraud, which immediately gets you kicked out of the system and ultimately is supposed to get you kicked out of the country. And Than, this revelation, again, to me, it goes to one is the problem of the government and our government agencies trying to even carry out laws on the books. But two, the tone is set from on top, from the top, and the tone is set by the Obama administration, and this is just not a priority for them.
Yeah, I mean, and that tone is one that is opposed to deportation. I mean, let's just, you know, say it very clearly. It is very difficult to get on this administration's deportation list, and yet this is 1,800 people that did just that. Now, what makes the 858 of particular concern is that they come from countries, like you said, that either have a national security threat or high levels of immigration fraud. Jordan, only two of those individuals out of those 858 have been prosecuted for that immigration fraud. And four of them now have security clearances to either be in privileged areas of airports or next to marine vessels. I mean, that is how incompetent this administration has come. Almost 2,000 people who should have been deported are now citizens, and four of them have security clearances that allows them into those secure areas, and only two of them have been prosecuted. It's just absolute incredible.
Yeah, and this is, again, Josh Earnest, Mr. Oh, we're in a narrative war with ISIS. He had to respond to this. And I'll tell you, if the news reporters are able to figure out, oh, it's actually not 800, you would think the Obama administration, if they took it seriously, would realize before commenting and just taking it as a matter of fact, bite 70.
With regard to the 800 individuals, we obviously are engaged in an effort to go back and take a look at their cases. Questions have been raised about whether or not they are eligible. It doesn't mean they are ineligible, but that's what DHS is working to determine. And if they are ineligible, then obviously we'll take the necessary action.
Don't you feel good when the Obama administration says we are engaged in an effort to go back and take a look? So nonchalantly, Logan, and this again, nearly 2,000 people. As Than said, I just want to hammer this home for folks. These are people who the Department of Homeland Security said need to be deported because they pose either a security risk to the United States or they have violated the law because they have committed fraud against the United States in their immigration process. And Logan, what do we hear? Nah, they might be. We'll take a look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. And this just comes up again. It's the same idea of silencing the press and getting rid of these stories. It's what happens with this administration. We hear it over and over and over again. It's absolutely absurd. You want to go ahead and take a call?
Yeah, let's take Robbie, who's been holding on.
Yeah, Robbie, you're calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Robbie.
Good day, gentlemen, and thank you all for what you're doing, and may God continue to bless and give you the resources to fight this fight that we're fighting. My question is, it's kind of like what y'all are saying. What is happening to the family of this terrorist that did this bombing the other day, to his sister and his brother, who are evidently radicalized, say they hate America. What are happening to them? I mean, it goes very long. I mean, they should be deported. If they're radicalized like that and they hate this country,
well,
they should
remember,
be deported.
These are American citizens. So there is that issue. They are not... They are not refugees, and they are not immigrants. It was their parents who immigrated to the U.S. A long time ago. They were either born here or brought here as children legally. There's no question about that. They were here legally. But as you mentioned, Robbie, what is happening to them or what should be happening to them, based off just their social media accounts, you would imagine that they would be under custody right now. That's what you would imagine, right? I mean, they're promoting Islamic terror. They have charged people with this before, with trying to recruit for ISIS. They're specifically promoting ISIS and again, attacks on America, imagery of the New York burning down, the entire city on fire and being destroyed. So issues that you could at least hold them into custody for questioning. I would imagine that's what's going on now if they are still in the United States. That has not been made clear where all of these family members are right now. And it's not to say all of his family. Some of his family members he was attacking violently. So right. This is one of his brothers, one of his sisters. I think he's got more. I know he has another brother and may have another sister as well. So again, you would imagine that they would already be under some kind of custody and being certainly watched and brought in for interviews by the FBI and others. We will see. I imagine we're going to learn more about this.
All right, let's go to Jennifer in Middleburg, Virginia. Watch it on Periscope. Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I'm a soldier. I spent time in Afghanistan, and I expected IEDs in, you know, Afghanistan. I expect them in a foreign country. I don't expect them to be on the streets of my cities in my home country. You know, I already struggle now driving down the road and seeing an abandoned car or a bag of trash that's just randomly sitting. I'm like, oh, you know, my mind already goes there. This just makes it so much worse. And my concern is we've had weak leadership. I can do my job. We can vote. We may not get a change. We may get a change. Yeah. If we don't see a change, what can we as Americans do? Because, frankly, I don't want to go through another 4 years or even 8 years of the same old broken policies, same old let's do nothing, let's bury our heads in the sand, because it's destroying our country. We are destroying it within with the Black Lives Matter movement, and we're destroying it from without with all these terrorist attacks.
I mean, listen, we know also, I mean, what's happened in Charlotte, North Carolina, the police have commented on that. I would imagine, if you believe the police officers, also, by the way, African-American, the chief police is African-American, say this individual had a gun, brought out a gun to police, bad things may happen to someone in that situation, regardless of their race. It's not to say that law enforcement always has perfect these situations, but you would imagine that that kind of settles this unrest, and yet you see more unrest. We see the terror threat, and so we have this both domestic, as you said, Jennifer, and thank you for your service to our country. And I want to just key in on your point, which is the fact that IEDs in America has become this kind of normalized process. So improvised explosive devices, if you don't know what the terminology stands for, and these can be on a wide scale. But what we're now hearing is that the explosive used here were much stronger than the ones in Boston. It was just the timing did not work, thankfully, for this terrorist. So the placement in the metal trash can, that was able to, again, contain some of the explosion. In the race in New Jersey, where he was targeting our military at a Marine race to benefit a charity for Marines, the explosive went off before the race began because the race was postponed just temporarily, and then they ultimately canceled it. So we've got a situation where we've got to get things under control. And I think we all have to be educated. As Jennifer said, we have to make a decision in less than 50 days about who will be our next president of the United States, who will be our next commander-in-chief. So don't just focus on the past, focus on the future. And check out our Dad's New Book. It is in bookstores now. Unholy Alliance, The Agenda, Iran, Russia, and Jihadist Share for Conquering the World, and unholyalliancebook.com.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow Populo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. I want to encourage everybody to get their copy of our dad's new book. It's just in bookstores yesterday. Unholy Alliance by Jay Sekulow. The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. I'm holding in my hands if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope. For those of you who are listening to your local radio station or SiriusXM or maybe online as well, just listening to the audio of our broadcast today, it is in your bookstores. Unholy Alliance on the cover has got a picture of Putin from Russia and Rouhani from Iran. This is so important, folks, for each of us to get a copy of or multiple copies of so you can give them out to friends and family that also want to be educated on this issue. But second, and in some sense, very important, I think, for all of our listeners right now, I see it as kind of a grassroots campaign. We want to reach more people with this message, what's contained in this book. And this is a serious book, all footnoted, in noted, so you can go through an index, look up terms, you can go through all of the in notes for each chapter. So you're not just going to read information without sourcing. This is not just opinion. This is fact. And so we want to reach more people with this. I see it as a grassroots campaign to inform Americans. And the way we're able to reach more folks is not just through our radio broadcast. That is the initial most important. And you're our most important supporters of our work and our audience, of course. And that's why we bring it to you, obviously. But we all want to reach, and I say we as all of us listening to this broadcast as well, more people with information that we agree with. We're able to do that as this book sells more copies and making bestsellers list. And you remember Rise of ISIS, which ended up being a number one New York Times bestseller. It reached a whole lot more people after it got that status. That's really the beginning of the book selling. And I don't say it for the sales purposes. I'm saying it for the information purposes. Is we will reach people outside of our normal audience. They may not have seen Jay Sekulow and Sean Hannity last night. They may have never heard of this radio broadcast. But if this is the number one book when they're walking through an airport,
right,
or you know, it's on the bestsellers list when they're at their Barnes & Noble or they're going on Amazon, more people are going to pick up a copy and get informed with information about the threat from Islamic terror and now this Russia joining forces with Iran. More people are going to get informed. So I encourage you folks, help us out. Help us reach those folks. Purchase your copy or multiple copies today through, again, you can go to your local bookstore, your local chain bookstore as well, or go to Unholy Alliance Book. That's unholyalliancebook.com. You'll see the Amazon option, the Barnes & Noble option, as well as a signed option as well. So you can get an autographed book, and we're doing a live signing event tomorrow night. That information will be on our Facebook and page. But I encourage you folks, we really need you to get a copy of the book, Unholy Alliance. It came out yesterday, so it's very much fresh, very new, and it's really a brand new topic. This is not just random terrorism. This is the specific agenda that Iran and Russia are now working on together. And this comes as yesterday Iran is calling for Israel and specifically Tel Aviv and Haifa to turn to dust during their military parade. That's the government that we have signed a nuclear deal with. We didn't sign it. We've created a nuclear deal with and relieved them from economic sanctions and delivered $1.7 billion to this regime. Logan, let's go to the phones.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's go to Catherine in Washington. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you very much for all that you guys are doing to spread the truth. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
my comment and question is that we keep hearing people saying that the government believes that this is just a war of words that's going on. I believe that that's just a line that they're trying to feed the American people, and they think we're stupid enough to believe it. Behind the scenes, it seems to me that Obama came into the presidency with an agenda to weaken and destroy America as much as he possibly could. And they're hoping that if we listen to their line, we're not going to notice what he's doing.
And listen, Catherine, I tend to agree with you in the sense that he would not agree that he's here to destroy America. But if you listen to his speech at the UN yesterday, it's to reshape America. It's a different America that he wants. So he acknowledges, he did 11 times in his speech at the UN, all the bad things that America's done. And he was just talking about the last 25 years. So, of course, we've not been a perfect country. Civil rights movement, perfect example of that. It, you know, that had to occur so long after the Bill of Rights passage. Yes, not perfect. But for our leader to get up before the group of countries around the world, none of them which have the same freedoms we do, not one of them, not the Western European countries, certainly not Eastern European, not the Asian countries, not African, not Middle Eastern, not Islamic world, not South Asian. You know, no one has the freedoms that we do. And yet he still could find 11 times to criticize his own country that he represents. So you can go to that theory. It's to reshape. You know, it's in a different image of America. And in his view, a less powerful America, a more restricted America by his, as he said, international norms. That's what you get from Professor Obama.
Absolutely. Let's continue on with the calls. Let's go to Peter, who's been holding for about a half an hour. Peter, thank you. You're on the air in Portland, Maine.
Thanks, Peter.
Hello, Jay. My question was, will the money that they gave to Iran go to develop nuclear weapons?
Well, you know, I think that absolutely it will. It enriches Iran. You know, there's the $1.7 billion. Our administration's already acknowledged that could be used for terrorism. So, you know, Iran is a main sponsor, the number one state sponsor of terrorists. So the number one country in the world that pays for terrorist activity outside of its own country. That's Iran. So the administration's acknowledged that it could be used for terrorism. I think that what really is the bigger issue is that the deal itself, Robbie, the deal itself has given Iran the nuclear weapon. It will take some time, less than 10 years, though, likely. And so Iran has been put on a path to have a nuclear weapon because of the deal itself, not just the $1.7 billion, but the whole scope of the deal, the economic sanctions being a relief. So we get into that in the brand new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda that Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. And it's to change our Western way of thinking. Remember the Russia we think kind of fall after the Soviet Union. This is the, you know, it's like us. It's not. Their viewpoint has never really totally aligned with the United States when it comes to their government. Certainly there's many citizens there who want that kind of Western freedom. And we have an office in Moscow that want the kind of freedom and liberty that we have in our country. So it's not about the citizens, it's about their leaders. And you've seen a change, especially under Putin. But a lot of that has to do with the fact that we've allowed that kind of activity by Russia. So we get into it. Go to your bookstores, get Unholy Alliance. Let's go to the phones.
Let's take a quick call. Let's go to Mark in Detroit. And Sandy, I'm sorry we're not going to get to you today. Mark, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. Great show, as always, guys. I listen as often as I can.
Thanks, Mark.
I just wanted to make two quick points, if I could, and I'll be very quick. The first is basically to implore the American people, please think for yourselves and stop letting the particularly the mainstream media. As so many of us, we form our opinions based off what they feed us. And just wanted to say that what they feed us is a slanted opinion, and particularly as it relates to this election toward the left. Just wanted to make that point.
No, Mark, listen, you're absolutely right. People have got to be very concerned about where they're getting their information from, and the headlines especially. The headlines are often misleading. They don't tell the full story. Second, you're right also, and we didn't get into this a lot yesterday. We didn't today on the show. We did mention it, that President Obama called for, I think it was additional 15,000 on top of the 100,000 we've already wants to take in as refugees. So he wants to increase that number. We also know that we're only getting the Islamic world represented here. Syria is got about 10% Christians and other groups. They're not there. They're less than 1% of the refugees. It's all Islamic, particularly Sunni, and very dangerous to our country. Get Unholy Alliance at unholyalliancebook.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliance.com.